The group of 20 started out in response to several debt crises that spread across borders, including the 1997 Asian financial crisis. Systemic financial risk was an early focus of the G20, and it remains at its heart, even though now more attention goes to country leaders rather than central bankers and finance ministers. Half a dozen members of the G20 are in the Asia-Pacific: Australia, China, India, Indonesia, Japan, and South Korea. Others touch the Pacific: the U.S., Mexico, Canada, as well as Russia. Asia-Pacific media coverage of this G20 summit mentions meetings with President Trump. Japan's Prime Minister Abe has a one-on-one, which will then expand to a trilateral meeting with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The White House says the South Korea meeting will be shorter, what a spokesperson calls a pull-aside. Australia's Prime Minister has no scheduled meeting with the President. His office says there is no pressing need. One of the main events of the entire gathering will be Saturday evening's dinner involving President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping, whether or not it winds up with progress on trade. And in a way, that brings this G20 meeting back to its roots, an economic issue with the potential to spread to a broader international impact. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.